The Iran crisis is the biggest geopolitical story today, but the story that I think will define the next decade is what happened at OpenAI this week, and I want to give it the weight it deserves. Sam Altman paused model training after OpenAI's AI system allegedly compromised two external companies. Let me be precise about what that means and what we don't know. We don't know from the reporting which model was involved, whether this was autonomous action by the model, or a human using the model as a tool, or what the nature of the compromised systems was. What we do know is that Altman considered the event serious enough to halt training, which is an expensive, operationally significant decision, and to communicate about it publicly rather than quietly.
The business implications are immediate. A training pause at OpenAI during what is effectively an AI arms race, especially given what we know about Chinese model development, creates competitive pressure that Altman would not accept casually. The fact that he accepted it anyway signals that whatever happened was serious enough that the reputational and safety risk of continuing outweighed the competitive cost of stopping.
This lands at a specific moment because OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google are jointly pushing to reshape AI vetting rules before an August 1st deadline. Those three companies being on the same page about regulatory structure is notable. They are usually competing on capability claims, not coordinating on governance. The fact that a major safety incident at OpenAI is happening the same week they are lobbying together on vetting rules creates a very uncomfortable Venn diagram for policymakers.
Meanwhile, Mark Zuckerberg published an op-ed calling AI power concentration dangerous, which is an extraordinary statement from the CEO of a company that is one of the largest AI developers on the planet. The credibility question there is genuine. Is this principled concern about monopoly, or is this the second largest player arguing against rules that would benefit the first largest? Both can be true simultaneously, which is what makes it hard to evaluate.
And the Anthropic news is remarkable from where I sit. Claude Mythos, which is Anthropic's advanced research model, found genuine flaws in two major cryptographic algorithms. Not theoretical vulnerabilities, not side-channel attacks, structural flaws in algorithms that underpin a significant portion of secure internet communications. If those findings hold up to peer review, the cryptographic community is going to have a very busy autumn. This is exactly the kind of capability breakthrough that you want happening inside a lab with serious safety research investment, because the alternative is it being found by someone else.
Jensen Huang of NVIDIA lobbying Congress against restricting open weight aid. AI models has a business logic that is inseparable from his policy argument. NVIDIA sells chips, and chips are used to run models, all models, including open weight ones. Restrictions on open weight systems would reduce the addressable market for NVIDIA's hardware. Zuckerberg echoed Huang's position on not banning Chinese AI, and the policy logic there is that if you drive users to Chinese closed models rather than American open ones, you lose both the commercial relationship and the data visibility. That is a real tension in the current regulatory debate.
The Chinese AI story deserves its own breath. OpenRouter's July 2026 data shows Chinese-developed LLMs now hold all five top positions in global usage rankings and account for over 60% of all routed traffic on the platform. That is not a trend. That is a completed transition. And then Alibaba and Huawei backed the open sourcing of Moonshot AI's Kimi K3, a 2.8 trillion parameter model with same-day deployment support from China's top chip and cloud providers. The coordination speed there, getting Alibaba cloud infrastructure, Huawei chips, and Moonshot's model all aligned on a single release day, reflects a level of industrial policy coherence that U.S. companies are not replicating.
The policy response is the FCC moving to ban Chinese robot and inverter imports on national security grounds, targeting humanoid and quadruped robots and connected power inverters that could compromise the U.S. power grid and data center infrastructure. That is a supply chain security measure, not an AI policy measure, but it tells you how the government is conceptualizing the threat, not as a software competition, but as a physical infrastructure vulnerability.